What annoys you more than it should?
Oh.
I've done this in the past, but I realised when I made a fool out of myself and nearly broke my nose the other day, what annoys me more than it should? So, you know when you go into public toilets and normally there's like the logo on the front and then on one side there's a little metal plate where you put your hand and push it open.
Yeah. Yes, and it sometimes says push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Some toilets, for some inexplicable reason, have that metal plate that goes all the way across the door.
Oh, yeah.
There's no information on that plate or the door to tell me which side of the door the hinge is on.
Yeah.
And so I went in rather confidently because there was a wall just next to the other side trying to push the toilet door open, but it was the hinge side, so my momentum carried me forward and I smashed my face into the toilet door.
Were you busting? Were you
really
on the trot?
To go.
And when you're busting, you can't think about anything else.
No.
Yes.
Why give me a door that doesn't tell me which side to push? Give me some kind of information.
Yeah, I feel you.
Wow. That's great. Yep, fair.
While we're on the topic, adapters that take up more than one PowerPoint, get out. You annoy me more than you should.
Yeah. Adapters.
You know how you like get an adapter for either a computer or something like that, and you plug it into the PowerPoint, which has two PowerPoints on it, and I can't plug anything else in because it's too fat.
Yeah, it's too
fat. When you said adapter, I'm like, well, stop buying products from the UK. Buy Australian made. Yeah. It has our right, but you just mean all
like
the plug-in things.
Literally
yes,
doesn't
yes.
fit.
Yeah. Yeah, and then last one. If you've said something and I say pardon, and then you don't say it any louder or clearer, you're annoying me much more than I should. She's like, hey man, I was wondering if you're going to win. Pardon? Hey man.
Speak up. Turn the volume up.
Pardon means you've got a problem.
Yeah.
That you
it's
need
on
to
you.
Fix.
Yes.
I'd like to pile on if I may.
Please do.
Angus, I hope you're not listening. Actually, no, I hope you are. Let's rectify this once and for all. We've already established in this program, but I think in our life, that I am not a busy person. I do have time to spare.
Yes.
But nothing annoys me more, probably more than it should, though, than as we're approaching the car, if Angus doesn't have the car unlocked by the time I reach the handle, I hate waiting for someone to unlock the car.
Right,
mate,
I know what
the
you
people
mean.
Who get to the front of a queue and they're like, "That's $7.50, thanks." And they're like, "Oh, hold
then
on."
Then they get their wallet
I'll
out.
Commence my wallet removal.
Yes.
Let me start right now.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know it's coming. Just get it ready.
Thank you. Yeah. The keys have the technology. They've got a decent berth. Click the button.
Yeah.
Oh, it annoys me.
There's a couple of things that annoy me. One is when you go to Woolies and you're waiting at the deli. I don't understand the system. Some people take tickets. Some people do not take tickets. And what are the people who don't take tickets get served before the people who do take tickets?
100%.
I'm number 12 just waiting, and then someone else has just walked in and they're getting served over me.
I'm worried to say anything against deli staff because I love a deli.
Yeah.
But yes, customer service people who don't pay attention.
Yes.
I know there's the ticket system for that reason they don't have to, but just have a look.
Yes.
You can remember who was actually there and then get them
And
in.
Do I need to take a ticket then or should I not? I feel rude if I don't, but I do it. It's just so confusing.
The fabric of society really depends on it.
Stop focusing too hard on the Devon.
Yeah.
You know. I know. The Devon will keep.
Yes.
That's the beauty of the Devon.
That's the only thing going for it.
My last thing that is very niche that annoys me more than anything. Like this grinds the Duckman's gears. Right.
More than it should.
More than it should and more than anything in the world.
And 131060, if you want to add yours, Ducko, what is it?
The voiceover guy, that sounds like this.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Mate, my name isn't Ducko, it's Ducko. Do you say, I saw a duck? There's a duck out there. There's a duck.
Well, it depends what nationality
you are. No, I don't care
what
where
accent?
You're freaking from.
What
listen to how he says it.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
When did you say duck? There's a duck out there. Just say duck with a friggin' O, mate.
What is that, Welsh?
Yeah,
what
I don't,
is that?
It's meant to be British. I don't know why on this station we think getting a British voiceover guy makes it sound better.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
No, it is not. It's Ducko. Ducko, you idiot. Sorry.
Is that what you're after, Gilly?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, just, it's perfect. Should that annoy him that much?
Probably not.
What am I asking? What annoys you more than it should?
Perfect.
That is ideal.
131060, we'll do it next.